Friday, Power Friday tomorrow. Let's have a conversation about the power of persevering. Have you ever needed to persevere? Or are you of the opinion that if you're really following the Creator closely, you never need to persevere? The power of persevering. Let's look into that tomorrow. On Sunday, minister and author Leroy Barber joins me to talk about The Need to Embrace. That's the title of his latest book, Embrace, where he really shares some insights with us as to not only why it's so important for us to embrace one another across all these lines that divide us, but he lets us know what some of those lines are and how we put those lines into play. How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to reaching across the lines, whether they be political lines, ethnicity lines, gender lines, you name it? Everyone who is claiming to be followers of Christ, how are you doing when it comes to embracing all of the body of Christ? Or do you suppose Christ embraces his body the way so many of us do? Okay, this Sunday, Leroy Barber and I will talk about embracing. In the meantime, let's talk digits. Well, more specifically, fingerprints. More specifically, digital fingerprints. And I want to ask this question. What is there to not like about liking on social media? Well, let's find out what popular science has to share with us about, well, how private our online searches are. Data trackers, what do they do? Check this out. They look at aspects like what fonts you have installed on your computer in order to try to follow your browsing activity. Doesn't that feel good? Data trackers looking at fonts that you have on your computer so that they can follow all of your browsing activity. And here's the thing. Your browser itself has a fingerprint. It's not as obvious as the real ones on our fingertips, but that digital fingerprint does indeed exist. And advertising networks can use it to track your browsing. Apple announced recently that they're fighting that strategy. Among the software updates that they highlighted during a recent keynote address at their Worldwide Developers Conference were interesting details about the next version of Safari, which, of course, is the internet browser made by Apple. The next version of Safari. Craig Federighi, who is Apple's software engineering lead, mentioned two developments that people interested in staying private online may like. One, they're going to fight the ways that advertising networks can use your browser's digital fingerprint to track you, and battle another tracking method, how buttons, such as those that Facebook like elements, can follow your browsing behavior. Yes, how many of you really get a kick out of hitting that button, clicking on that button that says like, if you've read something by someone that you like, you've looked at a site that you like, and oh man, it's just too easy for you to click either like or don't like. Well, I think you should know that when we're clicking on those types of buttons, we're making it easier to be followed, tracked, hounded. And so we have some companies like Apple are saying they're planning to make this more and more and more difficult. What do you think? Should the advertisers have the right to go ahead and track anytime we want, they want to, If we're going to go online, we should just accept the fact that we're going to be tracked. Or do you applaud the efforts of many to make that tracking harder and harder? Let's take a look some more about what's not to like about liking and whether or not we should be concerned about the tracking and tracing of our digital fingerprints.